America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You know what I wasn't ready for, Keith?
What's that?
Any of that last
that
night.
That was a mess.
Hi,
sir, ma'am.
Holy
mackerel.
Personally, did not see any of that coming.
You had upset alert. You were saying Pats were going to win. No, you were even looking ahead to the rest of the schedule.
You looked
past the Jets.
I was Niners are in play.
Yep, right.
I'm like, Dolphins without two, a foregone conclusion.
Listen, we're all wrong at times. Woo. Nothing is in play. This team, here's what it is. Last night was exactly what we feared going into the season and what a lot of us kind of thought the season might look like. And I think it was fool's gold, the Cincinnati game. You saw more signs of it, but at least they were able to move the ball and make a few stops in the Seattle game. But then last night, that just sort of exposed everything. You know, the offensive line is now down to second, third stringers. When the starters suck, the second stringers are worse. Yep. The third stringers just do that, whatever that is. That's a mess. But they couldn't move the ball at all. Defensively, they couldn't get off the field now for the second straight week, right? They've made two quarterbacks back-to-back weeks look amazing. Mm-hmm. And I know Aaron Rodgers for his career is amazing, but he wasn't amazing the first 2 weeks, but he looked great last night. Geno Smith looked great in week two. And so it was a non-competitive game where, man, like the entertainment value, zero for the Patriots. And that is rough. That was a rough go last night. Primetime, whole league is watching, and good gravy. That's what you come up with?
I mean, you say that's what you came up with. Like, the coaching staff has a lot of blame to go around today.
DeMarcus Covington joining us later.
We will talk to DeMarcus Covington, Patriots defensive coordinator, where, you know, I don't know what that was last night from him or the offensive coaching staff or the head coach or the players or the roster assembled by Elliott Wolf. But you said it, Keith. Week one was fool's gold.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we thought the Patriots were going to be. Well, actually, you know, I thought they'd go over 4.5 wins. It's worse than I thought they would be.
I thought 3. I bumped it up to 4 after the Cincy game, so shame on me.
That's worse than I thought they were capable of. I personally didn't see it coming. And even if you did, even if you thought they were going to lose, did anyone think it was going to be that bad and that ugly? And we now have our answer about week one. Was week one more about what the Patriots did or about the Bengals boycotting and overlooking the Pats? It was more about Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati,
like,
has
clearly
Oh my God, yeah. Well, and they also have a track record under Zachary Taylor of just
starting
these really slow.
Slow
starts. Week one, horrible week ones, bad Septembers. Plus, you throw in no T. Higgins and some of the other contract issues. Jamar Chase didn't want to be there, so you kind of toss that one to the side. And then Seattle, you know, was a very competitive game. I'm not going to like retroactively take that away and say it wasn't competitive. Went to overtime, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there was a lot of issues there. We thought the defense was better after week one, and Geno Smith throws for 327 yards. They couldn't get off the field. They gave up a huge play to DK Metcalf. They gave up a bunch of like small first down plays to Smith and Jigba. They didn't even have to go up against the Seahawks' best running back, and still they didn't look great. And they couldn't get stops when they needed to, right? End of regulation and in overtime. But then you go to last night, and it's just the worst of everything. Like, there's no real bright spots from it. Like, the offense was bad across the board. The defense was bad across the board. And, you know, strange when a 21-point loss is like, didn't really, the scoreboard didn't really tell you the tale.
24-3 doesn't even come close to telling you how much of a blowout and a beatdown that was. Not even close.
No.
So, silver lining, bright spot. Maybe you're getting Drake May. No. Like, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, so there is that. So Drake May makes his debut.
Maybe you're getting Drake May. And I want to get into that as we go along here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's Patriots Friday. You know the number. Lottie already lining up, 617-779-7937. Lines are open. Get in there. We'll talk about this all day long here on Jones and Keefe. You can text the show, 37937. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Or on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. So, Keefe, I'm ready to bend the knee. Like, I thought there were wins on the schedule. I thought the schedule, just as of yesterday, didn't look so bad. You couldn't have played worse than last night.
It's just funny because on Tier Tuesday, we put them in the tier of could be worse.
And
I'm not. Yeah, it turns out it can be worse, and it is worse.
They need to move to number two pick watch. Someone tweeted at you last night.
Correct.
At
Keith
21. Yep. We need to move this team to number two pick watch because they're in the mix for not Carolina bad, but pretty damn close. I don't even know where to start with last night.
All right, let's start with this.
They can't protect Jacoby Brissett.
No.
Jacoby Brissett stinks. The defense, I've never been less confident in a defense getting a stop on third down. They made Aaron Rodgers look like vintage MVP Aaron Rodgers. So I really don't know where to start. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with this because Drake May came in at the end of the game. So let's work our way towards Drake May. Let's start with the beginning of the game where we were wondering if Pop Douglas, Pop on the tape Douglas, who says he's been open.
In the locker room.
Pop off Douglas. He of the zero career touchdown catches. And I'm very pro receiver. You know, it pains me to say this, but he was sounding like a guy who was like Terrell Owens or Randy Moss or one of these guys. He's not. And he wanted the ball. And you and I both said yesterday, so this isn't revisionist history, because yesterday on the show we were saying there is a fine line. They shouldn't turn it over. They're not a pass team. But it doesn't mean you avoid your wide receivers. You can't have three wide receiver catches in a game like you did against Seattle.
Correct.
So that number needs to go higher, but you also can't overnight turn into something that you're not and complete 25 catches to receivers. That's not going to happen either. And so this is a team who needs to run the ball. The Jets are a team that was giving up yards on the ground going into last night. So they should have ran way more than they did. Next thing you know, they're behind. So they start passing. That's what I was going to say. They start passing. They start trying to get Pop Douglas the ball.
Yeah, so literally.
I didn't see that coming.
Literally the first play was play action.
Yep.
And,
for 0 yards.
Brissett had to just huck the ball away.
Gets it to his guy, Hunter Henry, for 0 yards.
And I believe 7 of the first 9 plays were passes. I meant to double check that. I think it's 7 out of the first 9 were passes.
I mean, the very first series was what? It was pass to Henry for 0, 1 yard for Stevenson, and then a deep incomplete pass, then punt. And so there was a lot of that. There's a lot of punting. Bryce Behringer, a lot of action for
good
him.
Good game for him.
Yep.
Bryce Bond,
so you do have that. But no, I thought, were they really going to, go to Pop Douglas? And turns out they were. And, like, that was not the right way to do it. So Pop Douglas ended the night with 9 targets and a carry.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he ended up with 7 catches for 69 yards, 1 carry for 9 yards. If Pop Douglas is the offense, though, you're screwed.
Yeah, I think we saw that last night. You're screwed. Yeah.
Ramondre Stevenson. Now, I know there's issues with Ramondre Stevenson. He fumbled. He's fumbled in every game.
Yep.
But he finally lost a fumble last night. He also set himself back on his one big run. He had the face mask where he, like, ripped the helmet off. But still, you've 6 carries? Like, what the hell is that? He goes from, like, 25 carries 1 week to 6?
So I thought Mike Giardi had a good tweet on this after the game. He says, I have a lot of questions tonight. The offensive approach seemed designated to satiate the grumbling pass catchers, which is what you were saying, different wording.
I don't know any of those words, but I think we said the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You want to keep the receivers happy.
Got it.
Satiate the grumbling pass catchers, despite the fact that the Jets have been porous against the run for the last couple of years.
Yes.
Then when the game script flipped, the Patriots couldn't do what they do best. Right. When you're down two scores, you can't run the way you want to run.
But even being down two scores, like, as bad as the first half was, right? So you're sitting there at halftime, you're like, what the hell was that? It was 14-3, and you were getting the ball.
Yeah, I kind of.
Like, you can still run.
It's crazy in retrospect. It's crazy. I thought they could win the game. It's crazy. I thought they were going to be better than I thought. Yeah. But at halftime, another crazy thing, I kind of still thought they were in the game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's 14-3. You know, the Jets missed the field goal. And so even though you've been absolutely dominated at that point, it's 11 points. So that doesn't mean you need to just air it out when you get the ball. Like, you could still run. But at that point, it was, that ship had sailed, I guess, for them.
No, it had. And so the game plan was terrible last night. They couldn't tackle. I think the final number was 13 missed tackles for 100 extra yards for the Jets last night.
I also don't really understand that part of it.
The stat?
No, the
lack of tackling.
They tackled the snot out of it against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And then they were a little bit worse, right? There was a couple more broken tackles against Seattle. But then last night, a ton of missed tackles. It's the same team. It's like the same month of the season. Now, I know there's no Bentley, right? Like, so there is some players that didn't get as many reps in week one as you do in week three, but as a team, I thought they'd be much better tackling than they were.
Yeah, the lasting image from last night is Alex Austin, who replaced crappy Marco Wilson, but now you get crappy Alex Austin, is holding on to Alan Lazard's ripped jersey, stretched all the way to the end zone, breaking away on a missed tackle.
Yeah.
So that's the lasting image. The numbers last night are beyond ugly. At halftime, the Patriots have been outgained 252-40.
They couldn't get off the field, right? Like
The defense could not get off the field. The offense excelled at getting off the field. The defense couldn't get off the field.
Oh, Jones, offense had no problem getting off the field.
No, they were off the field, no problem.
You want a punt? I'll give you a punt.
They were among the best at it. Yeah,
the Patriots had four possessions in the first half, and one of them was end of half. Almost doesn't really count. So even some of the yards they got were garbage yards. They gave them that last catch going into the half. Like, go ahead, take it.
Not great, Bob.
Nope. So they went punt, field goal. That's all they had. They only had three possessions because after the Jets punted on their first possession, they had a 8-play touchdown drive of 4-13. But then this is the killer. They had a 13-play, 7-minute and 47-second drive. And then they had a 12-play drive that actually ended in a missed field goal.
Yeah.
So they were very fortunate that it wasn't, you know, at minimum 17-3.
No, time of possession was over 40 minutes for the Jets last night.
Lopsided.
First downs again at halftime were 17-4. Like, it's as bad as it could. You would never know it if you just woke up and looked at the score.
Yeah.
It was as lopsided of a game.
I'm also surprised they had four first downs.
No, it's true.
That does seem a little much.
We were talking about it before the show. I think some of them were by penalty. I think it was like pass interferences on Tyquan Thornton, which were questionable. And so it was as lopsided of a game as you're going to get. And the bottom line is Mayo didn't have him ready to go. Like, we can put it on Covington and his game plan or Alex Van Pelt and his game plan. Yeah. You're the head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
The team
Short week.
The team wasn't ready to go. Not at all. The Jets were ready to go. Aaron Rodgers was ready to go.
How about my guy Rodgers?
He was great.
Duke could spin it still.
Keith, another thing I was wrong about.
He could spin it.
He was moving well.
Yeah, he did. He scooted nicely.
I didn't see that coming at all. He looked like a 25-year-old moving around on the field.
He looked really comfortable, though, which is a Patriots issue.
Mayo didn't have them ready to go. Like, Brissett sucks. The defense sucks. The offensive line sucks. Elliott Wolf sucks at building a team. The defensive game plan sucked. They can't tackle. The offensive game plan sucked. They threw too much. All of it sucked. Mayo didn't have him ready to go.
No, he did not. I mean, everything that I guess could have gone wrong in a way did. Like, it was just, it was a mess. It was embarrassing. It was against a division opponent in what, I don't know, you and I felt like was a winnable game. You gave him the win. I thought it was going to be close. Like, just going into it, you know, both teams were 1-1. The Jets, I liked much more long term in this season. But if you looked at what they did the first 2 weeks, they weren't all that intimidating a presence. Rodgers hadn't gone over 200 yards passing. You could run on him, or so we thought. And they didn't go to any of that. Yeah, it's amazing when you just look at all the possessions for the Patriots in the game.
I'd rather not.
punt, field goal, end of half.
Yeah.
Punt, fumble, punt, end of game. That's it. That was
Iowa's box score.
Yeah, no, oh, it is. Iowa Hawkeyes.
It is.
No, but the difference is Iowa's not giving up 24.
Right.
You know, it's a 9-3. Like, who's going to
Iowa
gonna
win play this? Defense.
Yeah, so they 24-3. 24, it's almost as though you were playing a team that, like, didn't want to rub it in. Because it was like they could do whatever they wanted, and yet they still only got to 24. But the game was never in doubt. Like, the game, like, once they took control of the game, once we saw the Patriots have a couple of possessions, you're like, oh, they're not going anywhere.
No. No, they are not.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.